Proclamation number 5262 of 29th of November, 1951. Forgiveness of sins. Hear the voice of the Spirit which thus speaks to you. No sin is so great that it cannot be redeemed through my love. If you have sin, I will never withdraw my love, yet the forgiveness of sin depends on yourselves. You can have recognized it as such and be sincerely grieved that you have transgressed against me. You must have recognized sin as sin and then consciously appeal for my forgiveness. But you will only recognize your guilt if you acknowledge me as the eternal love which is exceedingly kind to you and which you have therefore offended through wrongdoing. For sin is an offense against love. Sin is an offense against the eternal order which always has my love as its reason. Hence you must have acted unkindly. You must have opposed good with something evil. Thus you must have violated the commandment of love towards me and your neighbor, and this in full realization that it is wrong. Only then can a true, sincere remorse awaken in you. Only then will the guilt weigh you down, and only then will you detest sin and firmly resolve not to commit it again. And if you now come before me with this guilt of sin and humility and repentance and to ask me for forgiveness, your sins will also be forgiven, for then you will come to Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world. You will come to the one whom you can imagine, who took on form for you humans so that you can personally come to him, who bore all your sin, who died for you. He is the one to whom you should entrust your sin. He is the one who approached you as a human being, who united with me on earth and thus sheltered me in all fullness within himself while he still lived on earth. He and I are one, only that I've become imaginable to you through him, whereas otherwise you would not be able to imagine me. You can tell the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ everything that distresses you, because he was like you, a human being on this earth and has understanding for all human faults and weaknesses, but because he also developed love in himself to the highest degree and by virtue of this love also redeems every guilt of sin if it is brought to him, if the human being confesses it before him and implores his forgiveness. Yet only the voice of the heart can voice this request for forgiveness, and it alone is listened to by me. As the human heart feels, so do I feel, and so does my love become active, granting or also concealing itself, depending on the call which the heart sends up to me. If love calls for love, it will be fulfilled, but where the heart is silent, confessing with the mouth is of no use, for love alone relieves and redeems. Love alone sets free from all guilt. Amen.